Вот мы пришли.
Now we have come.
Приблизились к месту.
Approached the place.
Еще одного.
Of another.
Еще одной божественной души.
Another divine soul.
Петра.
Петр.
Руси.
Петр lived in Russia. The last time he was incarnated in Russia, near city Rybinsk, he attained divine perfection, recognized the abode of the Creator, his Mahadabal is behind my back, his face on the top of Mahadabal, and now we are inside the place of Anahata.
Вот его граница здесь.
The border of this place is
вот
here.
На границе.
I stand on the border. I step inside and
вот
it becomes warm.
This,
the feature of this place is a direct experience of warmth. Warm for extended spiritual heart.
Вот этот, ну,
and this spiritual heart we can feel this sphere. And inside this sphere, it's very useful for development of clairvoyance. An asp grows here. And the cocoon of this asp is visible inside the place of Anahata.
Ну, не знаю, как назвать,
inside this hemisphere,
от островков выделяется кокон осиный.
The cocoon of the asp is like an island. One can train clairvoyance by trying to see this cocoon. Another feature of this place is that a lot of mushrooms grows here. In a miraculous way, on this place there are a lot of honey fungi, summer kind of honey fungi. There is nowhere mushrooms, but on this place, on stumps, on rotten stumps, there is a lot of these mushrooms. We always gather several plastic bags of these mushrooms and fry them at home. A miraculous place. And this is not summer kind. To the right is summer kind, and this is autumn kind of honey fungi. Honey fungi of two kinds. Summer kind with yellow ring on the top. And to the left, there are autumn kind. This is summer kind. And this is autumn kind of honey fungi. They start to grow at the end of August. Summer kind start to grow at the beginning of June. At the middle of June, on usual places, but on this place of power, they grown 1 month earlier. There is another stub with even larger mushrooms. Mushrooms is indeed a great gift of nature to people. We eat mushrooms throughout the year. Mushrooms grow here and in tundra, in steppes. Another kind of honey fungi grow in steppe. There is also winter kind. People know very little about mushrooms. There are mass kinds of mushrooms, and only few people know about them. But we store a lot of mushrooms of these kinds, and this allows us to live very sparingly. We spend little amount of money on buying protein food. Of course, one should not eat only honey fungi, because they don't give enough amino acids to the organism, but if we eat another kinds of mushrooms, dairy food, cheese, soya, it's enough for organism. Of course, in some years there are a lot of mushrooms, in other years less, but we always store enough amount of mushrooms for several years. Sour mushrooms we store for 1 year, but also we store conserved mushrooms with vinegar and salt, and they can be stored for a long period of time. One can dry mushrooms. We store mushrooms in different ways. This is fern Dryopteris. It is not bitter, contrary to some other kinds of fern. It is eatable and delicious. From the moment when the first fruits appear from the ground until it is soft, it is eatable. But our practice demonstrated that people who work with Buddha yoga should not store this fern, because it does not give necessary energy to the organism. The best energy to the organism is given by such food as rice, cheese, and they have to be the main part of ration, and plus tomatoes, either fresh tomatoes or tomato paste. The best paste we have is the one that is imported from Iran. It is very delicious and of high quality. People who work with Raja Yoga, they have to eat a lot of eggs. Of course, they have to exclude meat and fish, because this food would not allow to achieve subtlety of consciousness. It will not allow spiritual advancement, because it is violation of ethical principles, and God would not allow to a person who behaves wrong in relationships with other living beings, God would not allow to such person to approach divinity. But eggs are cruelty free, and people who work in with Raja Yoga can eat eggs to obtain energy necessary for work on these stages of self development. On the highest stages of Buddha Yoga, eggs have to be excluded. Of course, one should not exclude such products as mayonnaise or bread with egg powder, but eggs as a main product are good only for people who work with Raja Yoga.